Mr. President, Honorable Ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. I congratulate the President and fellow Vice Presidents on their election to preside over this Assembly and assure my delegation's full support and cooperation. Nepal acknowledges the vision, commitment and dedication with which Director General Dr. Margaret Chan and her staff have been serving this organization. I believe that health should remain at the center of our development efforts and collaborative partnership, both at home and in international context, is essential to achieve and sustain better health results. Mr. President, Nepal has made considerable progress in many aspects of health. We are on track to meet MDGs 4, 5, and 6. Over the last 15 years, we have reduced infant mortality by 42% and under 5 child mortality by 54%. Directly observed treatment, short course, DOTS program, is saving the lives of thousands of people from tuberculosis every year. Three essential health care program and safe delivery incentive schemes have proved useful in overcoming social, cultural, and financial barriers to healthcare. At present, Nepal is passing through a post-conflict political transformation. The principal mandate of the present government is to hold constituent assembly elections in the near future to write a new constitution of the country. Nepal has adopted a rights-based approach to health. Importantly, health has been recognized as one of the fundamental rights in the interim constitution of Nepal in force, and we believe that the same will be embodied in the new constitution. We are making serious efforts to achieve the universal health coverage by extending our reach to the disadvantaged and vulnerable segments of population. The out-of-pocket expenditure on health is still very high in Nepal. This challenge needs to be addressed by exploring innovative financing mechanisms that are both fair and affordable. Nepal is pursuing sector-wide approach, which has not only helped us accelerate our achievements, but also created better partnership alignments. Recognizing the growing importance of partnerships in health sector development, the government is finalizing the policy on public-private partnerships. Rapid urbanization, growing demands for safe drinking water, and better hygienic practices, access to quality health services, gender equality, and productive employment are some of the challenges we confront in addressing people's broader health needs. We are increasingly seeking multi-sectoral response to address these challenges. Mr. President, today we are at an important juncture where we have to focus on integrating health sector agenda in the new generation of development goals. I commend WHO and other development partners in initiating meaningful discussion on our global health priorities after 2015. The LDCs are burdened with both communicable and non-communicable diseases, and the means at their disposal to address them are extremely limited. We should therefore work towards ensuring that no one is excluded from receiving the universal health care services. For the least developed country like ours, post-MDGs health development agenda should aim at sustaining the achievements made so far and provide them with sufficient resources and appropriate technology to tackle emerging and re-emerging diseases and other public health related concerns and challenges. I urge both WHO and other development partners to increase investments, both technical and financial, so that we can make meaningful inroads on all these fronts. Meaningful international cooperation is also essential to ensure the LDC's unhindered access to life-saving and other essential medicines. It is in this context that I urge this August Assembly to support the unconditional and longer-term extension of the transition period of TRIPS agreement in favor of the LDCs. To conclude, my delegation is fully committed to making the business of this Assembly a success in the larger interest of all the member states and those who are in acute need of help and support at the global level. I thank you, Mr. President.